Two South Korean women hostages kidnapped by Taliban militants in mid-July were handed over to officials from the International Committee of the Red Cross today. The women were among 23 South Koreans kidnapped by Taliban militants on July 19th. Philippa Hitchin has the story.
Confirmation of the hostages' release came in a statement from the South Korean government, which also called for the release of the remaining captives.
Kim Kyung-ja,
Kim Kyung-ja and Kim Ji-na, on August 13, at evening, they were safely released and transferred to our side.
The two women were among a church group of volunteers kidnapped by militants on July the 19th. They were brought on Monday to a meeting point in rural Ghazni province by an Afghan elder. Reports said they broke into tears on seeing officials from the International Committee of the Red Cross, who collected the hostages and drove them to a U.S. airbase. The militants said they decided to release the two women for the sake of good relations between the Korean people and the Taliban. However, two male captives in the group were executed by gunfire in late July. 14 women and 5 men are still being held. The militants want the release of 21 prisoners being held in jails by the Afghan government and U.S. military in Bagram. The Afghani government, however, has said it won't release any prisoners out of fear that kidnapping could become an industry in the country. I'm Philippa Hitchin.